for the second part of New Year resolution.
Apa lagi nak buat pasal New Year resolution ni? New Year resolution.
Okay, kita tak payah New Year resolution sangat lah. Yeah. Kita just fikir, kita berbual-bual kosong pasal apa kau nak buat this year. Kan?
Betul.
Nak ambil kelas tu.
Aku nak ambil lesen motor.
Aku pun nak ambil lesen motor. Tapi kau ambil kat mana?
Ambil lah.
Aku boleh bawa motor tapi tak lesen.
Aku pun sama.
Ambil lah, ambil. Mana tahu.
Where will you take from?
Tunggu lah Tok hantar duit daripada Hong Kong.
Astaga.
Aku tunggu hujan. Hujan mas. Pula aku gadai.
Tak, ada orang tanya, bapa lagu raya dah siap?
Ah, lagu raya?
Cis tanya.
Belum. Eh, mana datang tetik tu? Alamak.
Dah. Jangan pegang.
Ah, ada lagi. Tentang daripada mana?
Dah.
Cannot be from the mics.
Dah.
Ya.
Dah.
Jangan pegang.
Tak pegang.
Tadi kita nak cakap pasal apa? Duit. Ah. Kau ambil daripada mana punya ni? Driving center.
10 tahun yang lalu aku ambil dekat Mokyo Driving Center.
Ada Mokyo lagi ke?
Mana ada lagi SSDC? Eh, SSDC ada tapi kat Ulen.
MRT
dia kan? Dia dah pindah kan?
Yang dekat Ulen. Kampak
tu. Yeah. I take driving license untuk driving lah kan?
Diving? Diving?
Driving.
Driving. Aku dengar diving saja.
Diving eh?
Drive.
No, I heard diving.
I heard diving too. Sumpah. Driving. Aku malah tanya, buat apa nak dive? Kita float je.
Tak boleh dive no. Aku try. Tak boleh.
Boleh lah siol.
Aku try. Because I go for swimming license and all right.
I can't.
I cannot. So bila I
don't
try to...
Don't tell me you can't float.
No. I cannot like go in.
Yeah, I cannot
and
go
then
in.
I cannot stay like, I under floating. The water. The moment when I go in, oh, automatically nanti dia naik balik.
I
cannot. Macam tai lah.
I keep on floating.
There is a technique to actually stay in
so annoying. Papa fully recover first baru boleh berbual pasal kelas tu. Yes.
Korang dua je dengan diving. Kiss dengan driving.
Itulah. Diorang tak apa tak. Dia, Azam diorang nak kena korek tinggal lebih sikit tahun
aku
ni.
Aku nak pergi ear shrinking.
Seriously, I heard you say diving.
Driving lah. Pergi driving class dekat BBDC nak diving apa.
Aku macam BBDC ada diving.
Aku ambil halfway je.
Ada pool ke kat atas? Patutlah instructor semua tak dekat bawah.
Dia tengah floating kat atas.
No, no, I want to continue my bike license.
But I want bike license. Maybe we should. Maybe after I recover after
go
my operation.
Go.
Recover under after my operation.
Dari dia punya mulut typo gila babi ya.
Gitu. I kalau kau boleh.
I give up halfway last time was because of my ex fiance.
You should go and continue.
Yeah. Like my one, I passed my apa ni dah dia.
Mana mana tahu kan? Then if you all pass already, then kita boleh ramai-ramai pergi riding.
Cita-cita
dah tinggi ya. Pass pun belum. I want to enroll my bike, but I don't know where they want to enroll dekat sini CDC.
Mm-hmm. Tapi dia cakap comfort driving
center
susah
puas kan. Everyone pergi susah puas.
BBDC
susah
is easier. SSDC
okay
lah.
SSDC okay. The thing is, what I heard is SSDC susah nak pass because this area kan
Banyak
big vehicles and then it's very congested.
This area bukan SSDC tau.
This area CDC. Also
CDC lah. Sorry.
SSDC is dekat MRT. Dia ni tengah confused. Aku perasan
CDC,
je.
CDC.
SSDC so. When you go outer circuit, jalan luar. Sana banyak heavy vehicle.
Sana pun sama. But Bukit Batok, dia tak ada.
Yes, because
so sekarang aku nak ambil lesen, aku nak kena pergi Bukit Batok ke pada Bersengkang.
But if you are confident enough, you can just take ni lah dekat sini je.
I tak tahu nak ambil lesen, but I nak juga ambil lesen. Keith cakap.
Ambil je lah.
SSDC now need to ambil go je. Simulator. Itu yang selalu buat feel. Itu kereta kan?
Simulator.
Takkan motor nak kena naik simulator
je? Stimulator aku tahu. Stimulator je.
Itu yang simulator kereta. That stimulates thing.
Ada.
Masalah budak ni.
Too many toys.
Wow.
Masalah. But I really want bike license. Aku
bike
bawa,
also got a simulator. Serius
I want to bawa.
Dulu
ini.
SSDC kat masa kat Mokyo, dia tak ada simulator lah. When I go and take right, budak tu kena naik basikal siul. Pasal tak boleh balance kat motor.
That one is the first starting. Siapa-siapa yang tak boleh balance kan, dia naik basikal.
Which is sedih, siul. Kita semua dah start Prac 1
eh. Serious. Which is rugi lah. Bayar $20 plus and then you go and take bicycle.
Kring, tapi kring. Bicycle okay what?
Pasal motor jatuh dia tak boleh angkat.
Boleh bawa bicycle apa? Ha? Asal tak? I mean if orang kasi
kita
bicycle.
Kita nak buat prac 1 sama-sama. Uh-huh. Tapi semua orang naik motor dia naik bicycle.
Eh sedih.
Faham tak?
Lembab pula hari ni.
Tahun baru kan masih tengah ni.
Kelembapan tahun lepas.
Loading. Macam tak lah eh. Ya, yeah, so hopefully dapat lesen lah this year. So
Try.
That's my aim also lah.
Kalau aku dah ada lesen, aku jarang kat rumah.
No, seriously, I'll be supportive if you guys want to go and take. Yeah.
Right now, my work is like I have to travel to 3 places.
Wow, busy lah kan.
Yeah, so you need transportation.
Yes, nampak rabak sure. Dah rabak tak apa, timing aku hamcai siap.
The best place untuk ambil lesen is which place? Pipit tanya.
What people say highest passing rate is actually BBDC.
BBDC. Bukit Batok.
Because BBDC is in the heartland and then dia tak banyak heavy vehicle.
Tak banyak, yeah. Dia tak congested. Yeah. Like CDC and SSDC.
Yeah.
Aduh, because aku nak bubuh SSDC pun aku nak ketahan titik
saja. CDC pun is in industrial area. So
yeah.
Not advisable lah.
I see.
True.
BBD Bukit Batok dengan Bukit Panjang tak sama kan?
Bukit Panjang dekat Chua Chu Kang, Dek.
Jauh tak?
Jauh.
Alah.
Tak adalah jauh sangat.
Tak adalah jauh sangat.
Tak, tengah fikir kalau tengah ambil lesen, duduklah rumah makcik dekat Bukit Batok, Bukit Panjang.
Dekatlah.
So be better.
Pasal rasa sengkang nak pergi Bukit Batok bercinta weh.
Betul.
Tak
apalah, bercintalah dengan bangla-bangla kat
dalam. Jangan cakap daripada sengkang pergi Bukit Batok. Aku yang dulu time buat delivery daripada Mokyo lagi Punggol pun aku bercinta, betul tak?
Padahal nak Mokyo dengan abang driver ke?
Pasal nasib baik bus driver handsome.
Tapi kau cui-cui lah.
Tak payah cui, dia cui je kat dia punya mirror.
Aduh, hai sakit.
Tak lah, abang driver handsome.
Susahlah kalau ada 3 orang single kat dalam satu bilik ni. Siapa-siapa yang single je lah boleh masuk, siapa attach keluar eh. Okay, apa
tapi ini? Nampak gaya macam semua single dekat dalam.
Nampak gaya yang macam
alhamdulillah. Marilah kita berminggir je.
Ada
sayang.
Sudah. Nanti aku panggil dia baby sayang je, orang ingat aku mati dia.
Kan?
Susah.
Macam-macam.
Susahlah. Aku tak ada orang nak pergi sayang. Macam mana lagi sedih?
Ya, Dek.
Okay lah, sayang. Nope.
Tapi aku,
sayang tak ada,
aku
tapi adik
ada satu azam baru.
Apa azamnya?
Ni kerja lah. Tempat kerja lah. Aku nak kurangkan.
Kurangkan
mencari garang.
Mencari garang.
Sure.
Kurang apa? Mencari garang?
Aku akan rasa itu akan menjadi azam yang permanent resident untuk anda untuk tahun-tahun yang lepas dan tahun-tahun akan datang.
Tak ada, serius. Because it happens lah at work. This is shit at work lah. So, budak ni, diorang hantar training dengan aku. They send her to train with me. Okay. Kalau dia masuk live ni ke, peduli apa aku.
Dia ada ke kat dalam?
Tak. I don't know her social media, but I know she's a bit TikTokers lah.
Oh, okay.
So, she was sent to be trained under me.
Okay.
Aku je orang kerja is kerja.
Yeah.
I'm fucking serious on my work. Aku tak boleh. Aku tengah ajar kau scroll TikTok, aku confirm melentingnya.
Oh, ni macam awak pernah cerita je.
That same girl lah.
Annoying pun. Aku ambil phone aku campak sangat muka dia.
Aku tengah ajar ni, aku tengah tunjuk dia. The space constraint lah. So she was sitting behind me. So aku tengah ajar, dia tengah tengok handphone lah. Aku tengah pusing kat dia kan. Aku gini je. Excuse me, I'm teaching you. Can you please like at least write down things that you don't understand or ask? Oh, then I can multitask. Pokemon.
Kau nak buat lah nanti.
Not only time kerja macam gini. Kalau kita pun keluar with our friends pun, kadang-kadang boleh bingit tau. Bila dah cakap keluar melepak, kan? Melepak tiba-tiba satu-satu pegang handphone.
Yes.
Baik tak payah melepak.
Yes.
Kan, ai?
Sokong.
Itu melepak tau. Ini kerja, Syul. kau pakai handphone, aku pun menyirap darah aku.
Ya, 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 understand, understand.
Sampai aku cakap anda, eh, kau boleh stop tak? Like, seriously, you fucking stop whatever you're doing. And you fucking listen to what I'm trying to explain to you.
Mic dengan mulut jangan lari sangat.
Terus macam, kira macam sok gila babi lah.
Kis terasa. Kis terasa. Kis terasa, Kis cakap.
Asal Kis terasa?
Maybe Kis lepak dengan Paul, lepas tu dia main handphone.
Tak lah. That day, tak ada. No.
No, there is the a difference.
The incident
tau.
Was between me and I.
Yeah.
Kalau keluar je kan.
You, when you keluar lepak, you still have to interact with the people around you, right?
Yeah.
Tapi ada orang tak, they will just for, be on the phone.
I just hang out with my siblings. It's a no phone day actually.
Then
we go out for dinner. Ambil gambar. But after that, handphone tak tepi.
Yeah.
It's a no phone day lah.
Tolong guys.
That's how you interact lah. You are
kalau
already on your
plan,
phone.
Okay, okay, sorry. Apa dia?
Jarang tak dia nak potong aku berbual.
Apa dia? Kita kasi
pakat dia sakit.
Kak sayang.
No lah, I mean, you lepak, you want to interact with the person. Eye contact. Kau berbual, kau tengok handphone. Kau rasa orang yang tengah berbual
like
dengan kau
care.
Ni. It's like you don't bother. Kau nak berbual-bual lah.
Yeah.
Macam people will be like, what's the point of lepaking sia? True.
So can it be like this year punya azam for everyone yang kalau kat dalam live tu pun.
Yeah. Kis cakap sebab selalu Kis pergi lepak, Kis selalu check handphone sebab kena check CCTV rumah.
That is a
Itu lain.
We I ever lepak with people yang scroll TikTok, yang sibuk buat live.
Yeah, I put aside.
So macam
I find it rude.
What's the point of lepaking if you are
really
sibuk
rude.
Lah yang
we live should team. We should imply this year.
Yeah.
Siapa-siapa
kalau
nak plan keluar ke apa kan,
meet up,
handphone kan semua letak dalam satu bag.
Kis check banjir negeri sebelah.
Sol cakap Kis tengah check banjir negeri sebelah.
Nah, macam okay lah, we started it. I started it lah. Kira macam I went out with my siblings. I don't use my phone. I use my phone just to take picture. And that's it. Lepas tu handphone tak tepi, we interact. That's the purpose of
ataupun the kalau semua nak pakai handphone, okay, we give you 5 minutes for a while to check whatever you all need. Then after that, you put down the phone and then we start interacting again.
Itulah, macam nak plan lah. Kalau siapa-siapa plan nak keluar kan, Fah nak bawa plastic bag lah.
Jalan raya especially tau. Actually,
busy.
Jalan raya I pernah buat. Because jalan raya ramai-ramai kan. So, my anak saudara semua. I will bring one bag. I bring that bag.
Serius lah?
Sebelum naik rumah orang, handphone semua masuk dalam bag.
That's better.
So budak-budak tu macam last lah, no gadgets lah. So you talk to each other. That's how we started at that time lah.
That's a good idea.
Kalau
like really,
Tisha,
really you can see the kids interact with each other. If not, semua sibuk dengan handphone.
Macam gini, Tisha cakap dia kalau dengan handphone pasal dia tengah busy tap light. Selalu.
Selalu sangat.
Kita tengah berapa? Gitu.
Busy way jari dia.
Cakap, Kiss reporter guys, korang rugi tak jemput dia datang podcast. Tak apa, nanti soon nanti kita boleh panggil lah siapa-siapa datang podcast nak berbual kita.
We plan to invite.
Kita berbual mepek.
Korang kasih lah, korang kasih idea topik nak berbual apa. Lepas tu kalau korang rasa korang nak turun studio nak berbual, nak berkongsi pengalaman ke apa ke, can just come down.
Aku dah buat berkongsi pengalaman lah. Jadi aku nak dengar pengalaman orang je sekarang.
Aku pun nak dengar pengalaman orang. Lepas tu put input.
There's one request that I got from someone yang dia nak berbual pasal toxic relationship and this kind of thing ah.
We ever talk about toxic?
I did told that person. I told dia cakap, alamak,
terlepas jauh.
But we can do a part 2.
I don't know.
I mean like this kind of things are relatable and it will be never ending.
Kalau nak talk things memang banyak, but to talk about it macam awkward sih.
Kan lah, lama-lama nanti okey je. Tiba berbual
kita. Kiss camera shy. Tak apa, kita live pun memang orang tengok muka kita je. Selalunya guest akan dengar suara je. Kita hormat kalau guest tu tak nak show.
If the guest on, dia just masuk kotak habis cerita. Yeah, kita tengah berbual lelek-lek pun lepak-lepak santai-santai. Kita tak ada macam.
But I mean, okay lah, if you want to open up the topic of toxicity again, okay, I'm fine with it. But cerita tu, as long as takkan kita diserang ke apa kejadah ke, aku tak nak. Pasal you know what happened to me. You know when I share about things I was being all that shit and that shit man.
Okay.
Titanic saya dengan si Syaka ni.
Tak tahu lagu sedih apa nak nyanyi.
Pala otak. Kiss can talk a lot kalau kat kedai kopi. Cause that is the best.
Kiss bukan talk. Kiss bukan talk a lot kat kedai kopi. Kiss ni dia bergaduh dengan abang apa dishwasher. Ha? Ha. Sekali hari ada satu dishwasher ni abang ni dia kelentang-kelentung kat sebelah. Kiss join. Dia berserakkan lagi. Ha.
Papa sipit. Ha? Papa sipit.
Dia pasal orang tak ada nampak muka dia. Dia ada cakap je.
Kan.
Yalah, kau imagine nanti dia sakit balik dan gini balik. Salam semua.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi taala wabarakatuh.
Yeah, the lampu just blink.
Apa blink?
Alamak, ni ada ni orang sebelah ni.
Apa yang blink?
Lampu. It flickered.
Just now it flickered.
Sebelah tak ada orang,
Syul? Ada. Tadi baru ada.
Ya.
Korang dengar okay. Orang datang?
Ada. Aku dengar. Aku punya telinga.
Bermakna balik. Telinga kita ni masih nampak ada kan? Ruang lagi nak dengar eh.
So korang nak cakap aku peka.
Aku
Azam baru.
Tak apa, mandi aku jumpa doktor. Mesti jadul bah. Jangan. Nak balik nanti.
Nak buat cerita seram ni boleh, tapi petang.
Ada banyak cerita seram sebenarnya. Tapi kadang-kadang aku sendiri takut tau nak cerita.
Actually nak buat cerita seram tak boleh buat kat sini.
Because I will flash
tak,
back.
Tak boleh. Tapi buat petang lah. Sebab at the end of the day, yang tukang edit ni, ni kat sini ni.
Tak payahlah kita buat malam, then edit the next day.
Apa dia?
Kau ingat edit dia nak stay?
Tak payahlah. Kita balik, then the next day come siang and buat yang edit lah.
I got other things to do at home.
Just for that time.
Tak, yeah. I main tadi kat lampu tiba.
Tak, I mean tadi kat lampu tiba flick.
Oh, I mean tadi kat lampu tiba flick.
Yeah.
Aku tak perasan sebenarnya lampu ni flick.
Ada. It's just a blink. It's just a snip of an eye.
Sorry, I'm not alert.
Tak apa. Bila aku taruh ikan mas kat depan kau, anak ikan. Baru.
Lu anak ikan mak.
Cerita sikit.
Masih ada cerita.
Okay, so since dah tahun baru
tak,
ni kan.
Mana tahu tu jodoh ke?
Sabar. Since dah tahun baru ni, korang ada kena-kena orang baru tak dengan tahun baru ni? Ada.
Eh, banyak.
Macam Hana?
Ada.
Aku kena.
Aku baru kena orang baru.
5 years youngest guy.
5 tahun, Ji.
Baru 5 tahun. Tadi aku scroll TikTok. This woman, this lady, she have wrinkles all over her face. She's old, she's 60 plus.
Oh, pergi kau nak terbalik.
But her partner, her husband now is 23. Gila bapak tu. Aku macam mind blown. Aku terus macam tu abad tu aku lambat sekejap pasal aku tengah tengok dia punya TikTok.
Laki dia 23.
A fine looking black man. Lepas tu dia punya wife is very wrinkly, kurus gila. Macam orang tua. Masalih. But still.
Cinta tu buta.
Lepas tu they were kissing on the camera.
No, but seriously, the guy that I just got to know ni. Okay, aku tengok gambar dia muka macam budak tau. Bila kita dah berbual dah berapa hari tau. Baru aku tanya umur.
Okay.
Because for me, age is just a number. I don't mind.
Yeah, but that one is my opening ceremony. Saya tanya nak umur tinggal mana.
I tak ada. Dah lama. Baru aku tanya, by the way, umur berapa? So dia macam, I 31 lah. Kenapa eh? Tak macam, okay. So,
but he knows that you are older.
He doesn't know.
Okay. Then when
he
you
thought
say
that I'm around his age.
Then when you say that
I ask him lah. I mean, do you mind that I'm older than you? Actually, no, I don't mind. Because I really want to get to know you. Tak macam, Wow. Biasalah. Kata-kata manis seorang buaya kan macam itu.
Wow. Biasanya.
Nah, but okay lah.
Dia ada tunjuk red flag, red flag ke?
It doesn't matter to me.
Dia ada tunjuk red flag buaya ke?
Tak ada lah actually.
Tak ada?
Tak ada.
Jodoh ni.
Kita so
tak ada lah. Kan?
Kita tak taruh ini harapan
dulu. Untunglah
lah.
Untunglah Hana.
Aku tak mengharap sebenarnya.
Yeah. Teman-teman macam itu okey lah dulu.
Ya, yeah, berkawan. Pau? Berkawan tu tak salah.
Ada kenal sesiapa tak for this?
Banyak. Everybody is inside the TikTok lah.
Apa
yang
aku
miau? Hello,
tak pasal dia tak miau. Dia tak miau. Aku pun miau.
Pejal is around yang previous life yang kita ada.
Hello.
Aku nampak lampu flicker tadi.
Yeah.
Oh, baru nampak?
Oh, baru nampak.
Eh, lambatnya.
Dah banyak kali. After yang kita tegur tu, dah ada banyak kali dah.
Oh, I'm not alert. Sorry.
Hi, Pejal. How's your new year?
Aduh. Fafa, baby sayang awak ada ke?
I'm mad.
I mean someone special, lah. Someone special. Like macam like nak kenal you in
to
a very
step.
Intimate level.
Not the friend-friend level lah. I don't want to know the friend-friend level.
Nah, friend-friend pun aku boleh cakap.
Orang it's supposed to be going there, but then after that tarik balik. Nah, tak jadi. Nah, don't want.
Is it the one yang?
Yeah, I think so.
Yang mana ni?
Huh?
Yang ku cinta padamu.
Om Wedi Zai.
How's okay, Fisher tanya how's the first week of
2022? First week 2022. Nothing kita tengah masih menghilangkan kebodohan tahun lepas.
First week of 2022 has been great for me actually.
Yeah.
Me except too. For yesterday. Because yesterday my uncle just passed away.
Innalillah.
So yeah, my very old uncle. It was a sad thing lah. Like, the whole family was down there dekat kubur and all that, and it was raining very heavily yesterday. It was lambat lah, everything got delayed and stuff. So daripada tengah rain, hari nak kebumikan lepas Zuhur, it got dragged and all sampai ke asar dan sampai pukul 8 malam baru sampai rumah. You know, it's a whole day dekat kubur. But okay lah. I just nak cakap happy pun tak cakap happy, nak cakap sedih pun tak sangat sedih because he's gone, because he's the last.
It's a balance.
Yeah,
start
happy
of
because he doesn't suffer anymore. Yeah, so he has been sick. Yeah, that's why. Thank you. Yeah.
Terima kasih.
I forgot about it. Yeah, patutlah mak aku tadi balik daripada ni kenduri tahlil. I see.
Lupa.
No, kan really
sleep of the mind.
I rasa dah sleep penat kan. Dari semalam balik tidur, dia bangun.
Memory card 2021 tu tolong buang sikit.
Change the memory card.
Change memory card.
Tak, pasal sekarang masih tengah downloading apa yang jadi kat
2021. Oh ya.
So tengah download 2021 ada banyak gila.
Akai sudah.
Tak, baby saya lupa ke?
Apa?
Ha? Dah jejak 3 tu depan.
Oh ya, ada 3 series.
Welcome. Baru jejak tertiga.
Welcome II to the 3 series this year, okay guys.
Pejal cakap I also lost my mom on 12-12-21.
Salam takziah Pak Ija. Pejal.
I understand how it feels to lose.
To lose a mom is actually
someone dear to you.
Yeah, I lost my mom too.
I lost my dad too.
So to lose somebody who is actually closer to you. My mom was my best friend.
Our very own.
Yeah, so it affects me until now lah actually.
It will affect us still forever, babe. Like semalam bila I cium jenazah tu kan, I terus terflashback my dad sia. Aku dah, wah, I really don't know what to feel sia. I just say guys, cepat-cepat ni terus jalan lah. I really cannot.
But masa my mom, I collapse sia.
I was tengah meraung when dia tengah masukkan jenazah kat dalam.
Dua kali aku collapse kat rumah dengan dekat kubur.
I was in denial. Like,
Because I didn't eat the whole night and then until the next day. So macam tengah mandikan jenazah pun macam oyong hayang.
Yeah. Macam gitulah.
I feel
siapa sini
for
geng yatim piatu? Yatim je. Piatu belum lagi.
Piatu belum. Yatim je, anak yatim.
Kita yatim je.
Life has to go on, stay strong and move on. Yep.
Yes. I'm still trying to move on from
We can never move on.
Cannot actually.
But my one dah berlalu 4 years ago. I will always remember it as if macam it just happened baru-baru je. Yeah.
Mine, this year is the third year lah. So macam dia masih dia berbekas.
The third lady, saya yatim piano. Piano? Huh? Apa korno ejak?
Yatim piano?
Yelah, Mak Gaya masih ada. Sabar, kita kita kira yatim piano lah.
Kita pun yatim piano. Masa belum lagi piatu. Yeah, faham. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, I do feel the
so cherish the people around you. Yeah,
that you guys are going through. Tapi alhamdulillah lah, my parents is still around. Which
yeah.
I don't know how am I going to react kalau diorang tak ada lagi dalam dunia.
I cannot. I cannot even like imagine.
Apa ni dia cakap?
Sekali imagine.
You will replay many times all these events. Yes.
Yes. A lot of times.
Because a lot of my mom's belonging is still at home.
Same. Mm.
Cuma baju-baju dia kita bagi-bagilah. Kira dia banyak adik-beradik kan. So kita bagi-bagi.
Baju butterfly ni kita awak pakai kan?
Sorry, saya tak pakai baju butterfly. Awak lupa.
Kenapa pakai lingerie? Kau lupa.
Oh, ya.
Awak
ya.
Lupa ke saya tak pakai baju butterfly?
Oh, wow. Banyak ni lingerie.
Okay, waalaikumsalam.
Tak payah bilang semua orang dalam live, Jol.
Salam-salam semua yang baru masuk. Abang Eddy Lupin.
Salam, Abang Eddy. Abang, aku mengabangkan orang.
Memang ni abang.
Okay, abang.
Yes.
Okay, bang.
Abang.
Oh yeah, he's the one who asked me that day, are you my friend? Because me? He knows you.
He knows me?
Dia kata Hana. Dia kata yang hari tu you live dengan dia tu Hana eh.
He knows me?
I forgot to ask.
Seriously? Salam Hana. Siapa ni?
Dalam diam-diam.
Treasure
Hana
your parents.
Famous juga.
When they are around.
They are around. No matter.
No matter how busy you are.
Yes. Mm-mm. You will miss them when they are not around anymore. You will miss them a lot.
There's a version of sadness that is much more sadder than the sad that
siapa
you
didn't
know.
Siapa Eddy Lupin ni? apa aku nak cakap?
Susah lah.
Siapa tu?
Banyak sangat aku kenal Eddy. Eddy Lupin ni siapa?
Daripada game bilik sebelah ke?
Tak tahu. Sebab not many people call me Anna.
Yeah, because he asked.
Dari bilik sebelah ni.
No.
But still
nobody at the bilik sebelah call me Anna, okay?
But aku nak cakap dengan kau pun susah pasal tak tunjuk muka dekat dalam TikTok. Ya, yeah, tunggu dia live lah.
Abang Eddy mana ni?
Okay.
Orang yang aku panggil Abang Eddy satu. Yang kalau Abang Eddy tu dia
bawa van.
Ha? Dia nyanyi?
Aku tak pernah nampak dia nyanyi. Yeah. So tahun ni apa lagi?
Taklah. Tak apalah. PM tepi je lah.
Nanti PM tepi je.
Aku tak tahu. I don't know. Macam
Hana
hari tu.
Aurora.
Hari tu yang siapa tu si Fat. Black something nama dia. Yeah, I used to nyanyi dengan dia. Okay, bye semua. Bye.
Abang Eddy dia tu.
Abang Eddy, sabar aku nak tengok sikit.
Oh, this coding.
Nak bye dulu.
I dah tunjuk you. I tadi dah check tapi tak ada gambar.
Gambar.
Janganlah bye Abang Eddy.
Kan Hana dah masuk. Hana masuk at Abang Eddy. Yeah.
Siapa ini?
So siapa-siapa lagi yang kat dalam live tu?
Ada lagi Pajal masih ada lagi.
Apa yang aku nak pergi komen?
Yang kat dalam live tu kongsi-kongsi lah. Korang punya azam baru
tahun ni. What you want to achieve this year? What do you want to do?
Atau what do you want to throw away from?
Dulu
avoid
Hana.
From? Kongsi-kongsi lah dengan kita orang. Apa pula ayam tiba-tiba keluar ni? Halo?
Entahlah.
Lunch time dengan ayam?
Tak apa.
Itu kerja Esdel sih.
Halo.
Hai, Plika.
Telinga aku sakit.
Trika, Trika masuk. Trika, hello, hello.
Okay, dah blok. Silaka saya ada blok aku.
Tak tahu. Nanti awak skoding dia lah.
Tengah skoding ke ni? Saya tengah skoding.
Ya. Yeah. So, ada apa-apa yang benda yang korang nak buat teruk tahun ni? Susah nak cakap
well,
tahun ni. Pasal masih baru lagi kan?
No, actually.
Like I say lah, macam aku, I just want to fully own that flat. And then nak continue lesen. Ambil lesen motor.
Yours is
and establish house further and on my career. Cik, career. Yeah. Sekarang ke career kakak-kakak healthcare.
Yeah.
For me, license class 2 nak capaikan Hayabusa. I don't know why. I just like that bike Hayabusa.
Hayabusa kawak pun dah sama besar.
Balance lah.
Balance
lah.
Yeah, kan, balance kan.
Yeah.
Tapi berat siap. Berat.
But I like.
But I want to get scoot je, scooter. Huh? If I were to have.
Asal aku nak bawa scooter?
Tak.
Bawa skuter tak apa, still okay. Kau jangan bawa motor kecil eh.
Tak nak lah, gelakkan bodoh tak kena. Dah orang kata, aku bawa motor ke motor bawa aku.
Jangan lupa nanti tahun depan nanti dah dia kan dah berubah.
Dah bertahun nak ambil lesen, belum ambil-ambil eh kau. Aku ke?
Ya alah.
Dulu kan mantannya tak bagi, Super 4 berat kan? Super 4.
Wee woo, wee woo, wee woo, wee woo.
Super 4?
Mantan meninggal.
Ah, nak pakai motor besar, pasal kita kan besar.
Eh tak, kan nanti tahun depan kan awak berubah.
Lagi cool kalau motor besar, awet kecil.
Nah.
Aku bagi diri aku awet.
Awet. Wow. Dia dah mengawetkan diri dia.
Belum lagi kurus dah, awet dah ni.
Aku lost lah, tak apalah Abang Eddie. Memory saya tahun lepas dah archive lah. Mantan kan bawa Super 4. Mantan aku bawa Super 4 ke?
Ha?
Ke mantan kau?
Mana ada aku dah mantan bawa Super 4?
Mantan aku bawa Super 4 siapa eh?
Mantan meninggal.
Mantan aku bawa Super 4 siapa eh?
Tak, Pejal.
Dah banyak reveal.
Things are gonna change. Oh yeah, for you just now you say you want to what? Naik bawa Hayabusa.
Yep.
This year.
That's one of it. And then nak apply BTO.
Tak ingat lah.
Apply BTO.
Apply BTO.
Yeah, I just want to have my own space. My
actually,
own
can apply space. Now, you know.
Yeah.
Boleh ke?
Boleh. Yeah, you have to apply now. $10 ni.
Huh? $10?
You can actually to just ballot.
Yeah ke?
Yeah, balloting is $10 what? Cherry buat apa?
Is it?
She get balance flat.
Okay, okay.
Like me, macam Cherry cakap.
Hayabusa good bike. Yeah, Hayabusa is a good bike, but berat sih.
Yeah, I like that, but I don't know why. Just that dia punya bentuk. But I don't like the newer version. I like the old version.
Oh, nenek kau meletup.
Terkejut aku. Yeah. Aduh.
Tak ingat lah ex-boyfriend yang bawa bawa Super 4.
Yeah, so
ex-boyfriend bawa
Hayabusa
ada. Aku masih nak flashback.
Kau masih?
Tak, aku tak boleh. Kalau orang dah macam gini, aku tak boleh. Aku macam paranoid.
Aku nak Vespa lah. Susah sangat.
Then I
yalah macam tadi lah. Focus on my health, get better. A lot of treatments is going on for right now. So I just want it to end because it's so tiring. And be a better person this year. Macam gitu.
Yes, the old one better. 300
kilo. Kalau aku kurus, aku dah tak nak fikir pasal jodoh dah.
Eh, kalau dah kurus, jodoh yang akan datang melukut.
Ah, malas. Ni semua akan aku reject.
Ah,
wow.
Reject. I will just ambil, try go je. Eh.
Jangan nampak sangat keriakan tu.
Tak adalah. I mean.
Mana tahu yang datang tu betul-betul jodoh.
No. I mean, kalau gitu kenapa time aku gemuk, korang tak nak dengan aku?
Mungkin dia tak kenal kau time kau gemuk.
Maybe lah kan. Or maybe I should
husnuzon jadi
maybe
manusia.
I should, you know, I won't change my macam dating app ni semua. I will still put my old pictures.
Yeah.
Then if they accept me, then I will reveal like, okay, this is me now.
Ah, kan.
Tak boleh buat TikTok macam kita.
Ah, no.
Kau nak buat TikTok kan pakai TikTok app 50kg.
Susah lah pula kan. Tak apa, tu dating app je. Ken.
Oh, TikTok bukan eh?
Oh, masih eh, dating app?
Tengok abang punya shoulder. Ya, yeah, dating app. ada banyak lagi dating app kat dalam Singapore ni.
Masih lah nak pakai dating app lagi.
Masih lah. I want to get to know people in the real world. I don't want to get to know people in
I want to get
apps.
To know the people in the real world. But at that time, I would be attractive. People would be attracted.
Yeah, of course lah.
But right now, lelaki nobody would want to.
Lelaki dia akan pandang kepada keindahan. Sebab lelaki ni memilih. Dia nak tengok.
Tak semua.
Kebanyakan lelaki.
Okay. Sentence yang betul. Sentence tu dia betul.
Dia nak tengok yang jambu yang cantik. Tapi diorang lupa sebenarnya. Diorang lupa nak tengok cermin.
Tak semua.
Kan.
Sekelintir
kan
lelaki.
Kan saya dah cakap kebanyakan.
Saya dengar. Saya repeat je.
Saya kenapa?
Tak ada, saya repeat
kenapa,
je.
Kenapa?
Tak
kenapa
ada, saya repeat je. Pasal saya lelaki kat sini.
Tahu. People tak semua.
Kebanyakan.
Kan nampak, sampai orang kat dalam live pun sama juga, nampak.
Kebanyakan lelaki, diorang akan you are attracted to a girl's outer features.
But what I mean is like dating apps, I will still be on it, but then put my old pictures and then bila I will meet.
Which dating app that you might want to use?
I have a lot of dating apps.
Banyaknya.
I just got to know about yang apa
Muzmatch. Secara Muzmatch tu dah aku jumpa ex aku yang lama ni.
Aku tak pernah masuk lah.
Serius
lah? I didn't know. I just got to know it lah.
Yeah, Muzmatch is macam Tinder but a Muslim one.
Tinder halal lagi.
Tinder halal. Tapi don't be deceived by it lah. Because
no, but apparently no, Tinder halal. This was shared by my friend eh. They say it's Tinder halal. Tapi yang masuk semua haram jadah.
Haram jadah. Ada yang the first one that I need. Because bila when you masuk, they will ask you solat berapa kali, you minum ke tak, you smoke ke tak, you party ke tak, that kind of thing, you know, tau.
Soalan dia?
Bila you register.
Oh, really? Ya.
Yeah. So, dah masuk semua dalam mindset macam, oh, maybe dapat tahulah bakal laki aku ni boleh bimbing aku ke tak, you know, that kind of thing. Habis, waalaikumsalam semua yang baru masuk. Waalaikumsalam Syah.
Girls also want guys with hot bots, not all.
Yeah, so bila dah masuk, I did not swipe right. I think someone did swipe right on me. And then I think Muzmatch boleh tahu.
You so, did swipe right on him also lah.
I did not. I don't think so. Say. Muka dia banyak. No offense lah. I just don't like guys with this.
Muslim match tau. Muslim.
I have a big, I don't know, it's a turn off for me to see guys with piercing lah. I don't know why.
Mungkin dia nak berubah. Kita husnuzon.
Yeah, so I think then gini
tiba-tiba,
then
Tiba-tiba aku berubah masjid.
I ask him, so what do you find? What do you want to find from here? Habis dia kata, oh, I sedang mencari gadis yang nakal atas bantal. Wow. Kimik, apa engkau?
Kau cari macam salah tempat je.
Kau Muzmatch bodoh.
Sedang
bukan
mencari
gadis yang nakal atas bantal.
Aku cakap kau nak nakal atas bantal, geng.
Bang, nakal atas bantal tak share-share, bang.
Aduh.
Risau.
Tidak Muslim, eh?
I didn't know.
Tapi ada yang terlalu Muslim sangat where I do have friends that is bisexual and such.
Uh-huh.
Then I will always be open about it because I want my partner to accept my friends and not judge them.
Kan ada orang tanya, so what type of guy you want? You asking I, right?
Jap. Then after that, apa ni? Dia terus jadi syarahan tau kat dalam tu. You know that we are not supposed to be friends to this kind of people, that kind of thing semua macam,
huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
That because why? Because kita menggalakkan dorang untuk jadi gitu lagi. So that people, they will know that they are accepted, so they can continue to be like that. Yeah, so it become a heat argument dekat dalam tu. Then I say, you know what? Just end this. I don't want to debate anymore. Then after a while dapatlah jumpa mantannya. Lepas aku tinggalkan Muzmatch tu. Sekarang aku tak boleh masuk Muzmatch lagi. Nanti flashback lah.
Aku nak try.
So what type of guy you want? What type of guy do you want?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't go for features lah. For me is as long as that person can.
Dekat sikit.
As long as that person can accept me.
Mm-hmm.
For what I am. For what I am. And kira ada chemistry lah, yeah. Macam because aku, dia as long as dia orang not the jenis yang cepat kecil hati, cepat koyak. Yeah. Aku tak boleh lah orang-orang cepat koyak. Untuk so aku nak kena ada sama chemistry on it lah.
Aku intellectual level. I mean like bukan intellectual macam-macam.
What is intellectual?
Nak kena macam pandai. Macam kalau bukan dia bodoh, kena. Bukan dia kena macam pandai dan degree ke apa tak. Just pandai in human communication lah.
Yes.
Like
interaction.
Interaction the same frequency means kalau kita boleh ngam. It's a good banter.
Kan nampak. Yeah. Tak bodoh lah. Tak bodoh.
Satu word yang dia dah pandai. Kerek lah tu.
Aduh. Ya, for me, macam facial
smarty pants is actually orang yang yaya pantat.
Yeah.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
As long as you can, macam biasa lah. If I can accept, I can accept you, you can accept me, and then we are happy with together.
Ah, betul.
And then we give a great big hug.
Itu bunny. Itu bunny.
Aku macam budak ni dah kenapa? And a great big hug and a kiss from me to you. Won't you say you love me too?
Yeah, actually. Bagus korang dapat tangkap. Korang lah kawan-kawan smarty pants
aku. Korang agak-agak lah. Aku anak aku masih tengok benda-benda ni semua. Oh, dengan SpongeBob boleh lah.
Yeah.
Wait, SpongeBob is actually funny, you know?
Saya terima sesiapa dia duda ke, dia ada anak ke, dia single ke, dia apa ke. I still can accept that. Janji bukan laki orang. Ya?
Yeah? Janji bukan tengah proses.
Bukan tengah proses. Kau dah habis proses tu baru kau masuk. Budak yang nak
banyak
masuk
3%. Banyak nak masuk 3% memang macam tu, guys.
Sis dah 30%. Macam I cakap dekat yang first punya podcast, egg reproductive system saya dah makin kurang je.
Ya, cakap-cakap aku pun terasa.
Siapa-siapa yang nak menanam benih.
Aduh.
Nak menanam benih yang halal, guys.
Saya nak menghalalkan. Yeah,
kau nak menghalalkan dia.
I really hope, you know, macam you know, I really hope that someone can be.
Okay, that can be your azam for this year. Yeah.
Okay. Like someone can accept me for who I am now, mm-hmm, before I change. Because if you accept me now, I confirm sayang you gila babi.
Accept me at my worst, you cannot accept me at my best.
Yeah, that's cepat apply. Pejal kau DM. Gitu.
Cepat apply. Pejal, dia
dah pejal laki orang, aku takut je tu.
Kau jangan. Dia offer.
Gitu. Okay. Ada apa yang berbual pasal jodoh dah ni?
Azam.
Azam.
Ini salah satu azam. Aku pun berazam nak mencari jodoh tapi...
Nak, siapa tak nak membina masjid? Betul. Semua nak.
Betul.
Cuma...
Itulah. You know, tapi... aku tak nak cari jodoh. I want to make babies.
I want to make babies.
Risau.
No, because there is someone who asked me... What was your kira macam New Year resolution lah? I just I want to make babies. I want to make babies the halal way.
The halal way.
Cakap the halal way.
Sabarlah, try speed dating. Speed dating kat mana? Susah lah speed dating.
Singapore ada ke?
Tak ada lah.
No, the thing is dating punya site ni semua boleh percaya ke?
I don't want
some
to go in
my friends even apps. Even kenal from someone from the room that you all, the place that you all met sampai sekarang, sampai dah ada anak pun, and they are happy okay ever after.
I have a living example. They got to know each other during MIRC time.
Lama tu
MIRC, diorang kena dalam chat room. Alhamdulillah until now they are still together, ada anak satu. That is the living example that I look upon to. I believe in dating. But
I have an dia dekat Australia, okay. Dia Australia tapi dia masuk chat room Malaysia. Aku tak tahu salah dia nak Malaysia punya kan. So dia chat each other daripada MIRC ni juga. Abis diorang kenal-kenal each other, terus my aunt fly back to Singapore, then pergi Malaysia jumpa dia. And during that meet up juga diorang kahwin terus, dan terus dah bawa lelaki tu pergi ke Australia and live until now. Dah 5 tahun. Yeah, I mean, it's just like, that's how I thought that these things won't work, but it will. It depends, kalau dua-dua sama kepala, sama satu hati, then it can always happen. Yeah. But anyway, the guys that try me and they are nice, and then I don't want, jangan come at me, because sometimes you need to have the click, then only chemistry. You can. Yeah. I have to say this because there are guys that is listening to this. Orang-orang yang nak mengenali saya dan saya reject.
Oh, ada under Singapore Dating Service, SDS.
Yeah, so I have to say that. You are nice and
dulu.
All.
The disclaimer dulu.
Yeah, tapi kalau kita tak boleh nak, maybe there are some things that you don't see but I see yang kita tak sehaluan. Seiring dan sejalan.
Yeah, pakar so je lah. I cannot laugh out so loud, you know.
Yeah, so kita macam gitulah. Kalau ada jodoh ada, kalau tak ada saya memang saya cakap terus terang je, macam I cannot.
I actually already.
Tapi kalau orang tu memaksa-maksa macam mana?
Eh, memaksa-maksa lagi saya tak suka.
Itu kan jawapannya, block.
Memaksa kalau orang tu saya suka dan dia maksa, saya okey lah. Tapi tak ada.
Tiber. Aku tahu ada yang memaksa tapi kau tak suka.
Ada.
Dia bukan tak
dia
suka.
Dia tak boleh, dia tak boleh nak putus nyambung, putus nyambung, putus nyambung.
Kita
dah putus
nyambung.
Terus. Yes. Tak boleh disambung.
Tak boleh. Pasal ada benda yang boleh diputus dan dinyambungkan, dan ada yang dah putus, putuslah terus. Ya, jangan di together-togetherkan lagi, memang tak boleh.
Jangan disambung-sambungkan lah.
Tak boleh, pasal adalah.
Boleh jadi irritating. Kan.
Yeah, and then once we reject, means that's it lah. I mean like.
Tapi it's always like, okay lah, macam kita reject ni we are being labelled.
Yeah. Kau fikir kau jambu mana saya kau nak reject orang, that kind of thing. Kita ni
aku
ada.
Aku sedar aku tak jambu, tapi suka tipu.
Tapi kita
kalau
ada sense, kita ada perasaan kot.
Yeah.
Ada nilai diri sendiri apa?
I don't want to be in relationship just for the sake of having the title. Aku ada matai, aku ada boyfriend, aku ada lelaki. I want to be with someone because I want to love that person, to be loved back, you know, that kind of thing. So it's a very huge thing lah actually. Kau tak boleh asal boleh main cekup je. Kalau cekup gitu aku pergi jalan-jalan, aku main amik je.
Cekup
je.
Kita
cekup,
nak cekup. Cari jodoh bukan aku pilih ikan kat basah. Aku tak boleh main cekup-cekup. Usah. Kalau masih perangai buaya betina dulu bolehlah.
Kan dah bertaubat.
Tapi tak apalah. Alhamdulillah buaya betina. As long as lingerie masih ada kan.
Dah payah bila sekarang.
Kita masih boleh lagi jadi buaya betina.
Boleh.
Cuma jangan cross
beralas,
the border.
Beralas.
Lah. Yeah.
Buaya yang beralas.
Macam sekarang semua tengah singgah-singgah, mesti tengah bawa sikit sini, sikit sini, sikit sini, cuk 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 sikit je. Tapi penat weh.
No strings attached.
Kadang-kadang aku pening, aku dah bilang dia ni ke belum? Dia ni aku cakap apa eh?
Nasib baik aku tak ada banyak-banyak.
Ya, sebab tu. Sebab tu kena ada satu yang stay. Jadi aku boleh just loyal and just talk to that one person je.
Yeah, true.
That would be easier. Heck. Susah lah. Kadang-kadang orang cakap.
It's like, it's running inside my head, you know, that person's name, that person's. Oh well.
What the hell? Just zip it.
Siapa yang tahu-tahu, siapa yang tak tahu, tak tahulah.
Ya, so begitulah cerita dia. Kalau ada jodoh, adalah kita. Kalau ada jodoh, mana tahu tahun ni juga kahwin. Orang kita tahu. Kahwin selalu eh. Tak.
Kecil-kecil main kahwin-kahwin. Dah besar, dah kahwin.
Kahwin terus.
Tak main, tak kahwin-kahwin.
Astaghfirullahalazim, budak-budak di bawah umur di luar sana janganlah mengambil perkara ini.
Tak, apparently yang buat VTT pakai tak. Oh, budak lagi sebenarnya aku tengok. It's like fucking young.
Okay, cakap pasal TikTok
young.
Dengan VTT ni semua. Aku recently ada nampak.
Sis dah flip hair.
Orang ambil video. Husband unboxing day. Kira orang. And there's an issue about this because macam sebelum orang malam pertama kan, macam dia dah husband buka pin untuk diorang kat tudung. Dan ada orang macam like kecam lah macam, asal kau tak bila kau tengah first time bersetubuh tu, asal kau tak record je sekali kalau kau nak step macam husband unboxing. I think should be fine lah. Kejap lagi nak habis. Husband unboxing.
I saw Malaysianya.
Ada.
The husband was opening all the
sanggul. The malam pengantin lah.
Kira dah lepas nikah tu kan, dalam bilik tu kat cermin, the BTT tengah buka pin-pin kat kepala. So it's like,
is it wrong?
It's not wrong. It's just that
You know why?
This is an intimate moment between you and your newlywed husband.
Aku tak nak sih, dah habis kahwin dah masuk bilik, aku nak fikir tentang TikTok lagi.
I mean for me,
apa Syul?
For me nak
macam dah masuk bilik
dah. Assalamualaikum.
Itu gelojo namanya.
Kena baca.
Itu gelojo namanya
Assalamualaikum abang adik.
Abang datang sayang.
Terkejut husband. Nah macam gitu. Okay lah.
Benda abang sini merepek lah pada aku.
I don't know but for me it's like macam maybe there's a positive side of it.
They are trying to show moment. That they are having sex right after the TikTok tau. That's what they are trying to comply.
Okay, maybe that is your thought, but my thought is like macam he's trying to imply that this girl right now is my wife already, so I'm telling the whole world that she's
there's
mine.
So many other ways to show that she's
mine. I don't know.
You don't need to unbox your wife.
You don't have to unbox your wife. Lagi baik aku terus. Aku tak dapat nampak apa-apa.
Kalau unbox ni. Wife tu dah macam macam apa patung daripada Thailand masuk Singapore je.
Tu patung getah.
I saw that video eh. Dia order patung tu kan cantik. Kan serba-serbi semua cantik. Bila datang kau.
Nak tengok juga dah.
Thailand punya. Thailand punya bapuk punya muka.
Yeah,
member terus turn off sih.
Tutup lampu je lah cakap ini.
Yeah, cover the face for the base.
Okay lah.
We end today's topic.
The podcast.
Yeah. And happy new year once again. I hope
melayankan
you guys have a good year.
Kita punya menongkrong tentang azam.
Betul.
And what kita we want to achieve.
Kita menyeleweng.
Menyeleweng jauh sangat ni hari ini.
Hopefully tapi, we get to.
Alhamdulillah.
We get to see some progress lah.
It's a start for the new year, you know. Yep. Kalau korang ada suggestion ke apa-apa, you can just DM us.
Dekat d.nonkrong.g.
Punya on Instagram, TikTok.
Or
Facebook.
You can just DM any of us. Hana here. Yeah.
Facebook and TikTok too. Or can DM any of us privately. Kalau korang ada suggestion. Mm-hmm. Teguran. Kita terima teguran anda.
Yeah.
Betul.
Ya, biar teguran tu biar yang bernas. Nak menegur jangan sampai memalukan.
Ya.
Fuh, aku budak berbual masjid.
Kita ni very straightforward people. So we can take it. Just that.
Ya, kalau korang nak kecam pun kecam lah kan. Kecam is my middle name.
Okay, bye.
Dari dulu apa?
Okay, bye. Okay, guys. Good.
Okay, bye.
Have a good day ahead.
Have okay. a good day.
Bye.
See you guys next week. Shh.